Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Sheriff Mike Haley of Washoe County. We're going to be talking about gun control, marijuana, and immigration reform. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Mike Haley, is the Washoe County Sheriff. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. For those in Southern Nevada that may not be aware of this, yesterday in Northern Nevada, AT&T had a massive outage, and a lot of us who have been relying on them for various internet services or phone services from Reno all the way up to Winnemucca had problems. The Sheriff's Department apparently had problems, too.
We had problems, Catastrophic problems. Absolutely. We still have problems. Last night, in order for me to communicate with the jail, a supervisor in the jail, I had to go to a supervisor that was driving home through a texting, our texting method, to ask a question on an issue that I needed to resolve. I still can't call the sheriff's office. I can't call my assistant. I can't call anyone in the sheriff's office, nor can they call me with any degree of reliability. So it is a catastrophic problem. AT&T is working on it. AT&T has given us many updates on it, but it's taken a long time, and we, at some point, will need to know what happened, and we'll need to work collectively to figure out why it happened.
Well, it's interesting because I, in various places, at my office, it's AT&T, my phone is Verizon, I have Charter Internet at the house. So between Verizon and Charter, I was able to work around the problems that I was having with AT&T. Inconvenient, but not a catastrophic problem. Does that suggest to you that at some point in the future that the Sheriff's Department and other agencies need to be working towards multiple companies that you're working with rather than just one?
Well, actually, the answer is the Public Safety Broadband Network. Governor Sandoval appointed me as the point of contact for the state of Nevada to work with other states and the federal government to build a public safety system of communication. That has started. We're in the process now, and we are working rapidly. It'll take time. We're working rapidly to create a more reliable, more redundant system of communication.
All right. Let's also address just briefly this whole issue of gun control.
Yes.
And, you know, the former police officer who was lost yesterday in an ugly accident in San Bernardino Mountains. I shouldn't say accident. We don't know the full story yet. But your thoughts on that and mental illness and mental illness as it relates now to people in the police department.
Well, mental illness is one of the many factors that contribute to gun violence in the United States. We don't do a good job at all nationally, and in some states, not at all, getting persons with mental health problems into the national identification system so that when they go to buy a weapon, they're prohibited from buying a weapon. We don't do a good job. Some states don't do any work on that. The courts often don't tell us or the federal government that somebody has a mental illness and subsequently prevents them from being put in that system. So mental health is one of our major, major challenges. We need to address that. We need to address it immediately.
What would you like to see, at least on a state level, the legislature do?
Well, actually, the legislature needs to support federal movement towards a universal background check for everybody in the United States. That includes folks with persons with mental health disorders. So we need a national system, not a system of systems. If we have every state having a different system, then I simply need to drive to Utah or California or somewhere else and buy a weapon under a different set of circumstances and bring it back to Nevada. Not a good thing.
You know, one of the things I've said on this program, and it's kind of scary to think about it, but the reality to me is that there are so many guns out there in a country of over 300 million people that more of these type of incidents don't happen more often. Do you not feel the same way?
Well, I do. And you know what I would say, Sam, in that regard is that we have an emotional response to weapons. America was built on having a weapon and protecting yourself. So there's emotions surrounding this. And what the emotions do is set up a system of paranoia about what people are doing and this belief that weapons are going to be taken away from us. And it's also prohibited. Good, solid study, good, solid research that will tell us whether guns are harmful for society or whether they're not harmful. And, you know, we need information. We need information in order to come to conclusions. Right now, most of us are using bits and pieces of information that kind of suit our own perspective on weapons. If we want everybody to have any kind of weapon, then we kind of research from that perspective. If we don't want anyone to have a weapon, we research from that perspective. Let's have a good, open research process to tell us what the facts are, to the best we can.
All right, but aren't we really, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I guess
sure.
I'm going to, which is, we know what the facts are. The facts are that we have a Second Amendment, people have a right to own weapons,
yes.
and I have no problem with that. You know, we've seen in some circumstances that it has not been people who are licensed to have the guns. The guns were taken away from people who were licensed to have them and used them in a criminal fashion. And just as we have with other substances like illegal drugs, if somebody wants to buy a weapon and they've got the money, they can buy anything they want, can they not?
Well, yeah. I mean, criminals can do anything they want. But the reality of it is in Heller versus the District of Columbia, Supreme Court decision, it reaffirmed the right to possess weapons. It also reaffirmed the obligation of government to regulate and control with a reasonable approach those uses of weapons and the management of weapons. Now, with respect to criminals, we often say that criminals are the ones that are committing crimes. In reality, weapons are used by people who had no previous criminal behavior.
Crimes of passion, for example.
Crimes of passion, and they've committed crimes. The retired or ex-LAPD officer was not a criminal before he became a criminal. He had the legal right to possess weapons. And he committed catastrophic responses with that weapon. He killed lots of people. So it's not just the criminals. The fact that we can go down to Grand Sierra Resort or any other casino that has gun sales, and half of the people go to a gun dealer and buy their weapon, the other half buy them in hand loads without any checks, is a loophole in our system, and it's a designed loophole. It's a designed loophole. We want to make it tough for anybody to have some reasonable, rational purchasing process with weapons. We're afraid. We're afraid that the government may come and take our weapons. But we are the government. We send representatives from our own states to be the government. The government isn't some foreign country. It is us.
All right, let's take a break. More with Sheriff Mike Haley when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Mike Haley. He's the Washoe County Sheriff. So Dan Rather, on Access TV a couple of weeks ago, does this story about these places in Las Vegas that are basically shooting ranges. But the difference is that you can shoot any weapon you want. They have walls, these machine guns, etc. And it is a huge tourist draw. People are coming from all over the world to shoot the weapons they see in the movies. How do you feel about that?
Well, actually, I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, they even have trucks driving billboards down the middle of the road advertising it. Look, if you contrast Northern Nevada to that, if you have a weapon, AR-15 or an assault weapon type weapon, you have to go in the hills to shoot it. You are shooting over top of people who are hiking and walking and biking in the hills. It's a very unsafe environment. I'm an absolute proponent of building ranges where people can actually enjoy the use of weapons that they want to enjoy. I'm also a proponent for them having to lock them up having to be responsible citizens, having rules and regulations surrounding the ownership of a weapon that is a weapon that can cause catastrophic damage if it's used improperly.
You know, it's interesting. We had Jody Stevens on the program a couple weeks ago, born and raised up around the Hawthorne area, and talking about how, you know, she was raised in a gun culture, a safe gun culture, at a time when, you know, people would drive the kids to school and they'd have a couple of shotguns in the back of the truck. People didn't even think about it. Those days are those days gone?
They're not gone. It depends. It's geographical. And that's one of the other challenges with this weapon discussion. If you're talking in the middle of New York or in the middle of Washoe County, Reno, or Clark County, the use of weapons in those dense communities are different than if you have a 40-acre farm or ranch and you walk out your back door and you set up some cans and shoot. So we can't look at this issue holistically, or we have to look at it holistically. We have to say, well, what's good for a dense community, what's good for a rural community, and try to build our experience with weapons around that big discussion.
When you talk to other members of your team in the Sheriff's Department, do you react with horror every time that there's talk of gun control and gun sales start going through the roof once again? I mean, the gun manufacturers are making money hand over fist.
I do. Tomorrow, if we reported on the show today that there was going to be a shortage of tomatoes, even there wasn't a shortage of tomatoes, everybody run and buy tomatoes. I think we've duped the American public. I think those who wish to project that we have a government going to take our weapons are actually involved in a good business scheme, or not a good business scheme, but a business scheme that is not healthy for our environment. Thousands and thousands of rounds of ammunition, many, many guns that people won't use. They'll stack up in their closets. It's irresponsible method to talk about, you know, to sell more guns because we're talking about the issue.
All right, I'm going to hold you over for the whole show here. So if you don't mind, we'll take another break and then we'll come back and got a couple of other topics for you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Bring your tax refund to Reno Auto Sound by March 31st. Mention this ad and get an extra $20 for every $100 spent. Come in and browse our huge selection of stereos. Guys, check this out. Get your sweetie a remote car starter for only $199 installed. Girls, how about new window tinting for your guy as low as $99 any car? Financing available with no credit check and 95% approval rate. That's awesome.
I'm heading down to Reno Auto Sound. Reno Auto Sound.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Discover the textures of the Starving Artist's Art Sale. Discover the beauty that real hand-painted oils can bring to your home. Original sofa-sized paintings sold elsewhere for hundreds of dollars, as low as $19. Smaller paintings from $9, and absolutely nothing over $69. This Sunday only, discover the Starving Artist's Art Sale in Reno at the Ramada Hotel and Casino. Original sofa-sized oil paintings from $19. This Sunday only, 10 to 4.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike Haley, the Washoe County Sheriff. Colorado and Washington State passed laws that say recreational marijuana is just fine. They're rushing to come up with rules and regulations. Your initial thoughts on this?
Well, America, as America grows and America, you know, looks at itself, and women weren't able to vote, African Americans were owned, we evolved. We're evolving again, and we're experimenting with now with whether or not marijuana is something we want to introduce into society legally or not. The problem we have, though, Sam, is that we have diametrically opposed issues with respect to law. States have the right to create ordinances and laws within their own state. But federally, marijuana is still a Schedule I drug. And federally, it's illegal to possess. So I'm not sure how that difference in law is going to be addressed.
Well, now, also, you have all kinds of conflicts within your department, for example, because you have people that work for you, according to an article from Reno News and Review by Dennis Myers, that are deputized to federal agencies. So
yes,
there's a built-in conflict right there.
There is. We have task forces. We have one of our sergeants is actually running a task force out of DEA, and they are federalized. They are sworn federal officers, and they can enforce federal law. So yes, it creates a conundrum, a challenge for us. But I think every time we do this, we all learn something from it. We all gain something from it. And those states have, I think, a year to try to figure this out. I don't think they know what they're going to do yet.
You know, the DUI laws say, is it 0.08?
0.08.
Is the alcohol level. It's way, way lower for marijuana, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it is in the
almost, if you don't mind me saying, and it's my opinion, but to a ridiculous level, that somebody who could have smoked a joint yesterday would be classified as being intoxicated a day later.
They very well could be, and it's...
But they are not actually intoxicated, but legally they are.
Legally they are. And, you know, they use what's called horizontal gaze nystagmus, and they test a person's reaction to eye movements, determine whether they have an illegal substance on board, and it's illegal to have marijuana in your system. So it's a challenge for officers. It's a very tough process.
But would you like to see an actual standard that goes along? Because isn't that what we need to have, is something that makes common sense, that if we can have proper levels for alcohol, that if you're over that limit, you're done, but if you're below that, you're not?
Yeah, you know, I don't make the laws. Sam, and it's very difficult for
okay.
me. My job is to follow the laws that are on the books at the time.
I understand, but I mean, wouldn't that be of help in situations where even now that you're dealing with people to know whether they're actually intoxicated via marijuana, if this is the direction we're truly going in? And it obviously is.
Yeah, I do believe that we have to create methods. If we're going to allow marijuana use, then we have to create methods for a more accurate indication of whether or not they're intoxicated or not intoxicated.
And the other part of this is that medical marijuana in this state is legal.
Yes, it is.
So therefore, don't we need a standard for that anyway?
We do.
Okay, all right. We could go on much more about this, and I'm running out of time. I wanted to talk to you about immigration. It looks as though the Republicans have looked at the election results and have decided, and looking at the State of the Union speech, that there was applause on both sides of the aisle for immigration reform. What would you like to see, and how quickly would you like to see it?
Congress has been able to pass immigration reform many, many times, depending on who was in office. And I think in reality it's an issue of not whether we can pass it, but who gets the credit for passing it at the time it gets passed. I would like to see this issue resolved. I would like to see a pathway to citizenship. I think, though, in order to have a pathway to citizenship, we have to figure out what we do with our borders, and we have to stop this illegal movement across our borders. And that's been
reduced. Never going to be able to stop it. I mean, you can reduce it. I mean, we have spent billions of dollars under the Bush administration, even more money under the Obama administration. Deportation levels have gone up significantly. How much money do we spend per, and I've said this on the show many times, you know, to stop one person crossing the border, how many billion do we have to spend? To stop 100, to stop 1,000, you know, where do we draw that line?
I think I have the answer. People are coming to this country because this country offers opportunity. If we need to help the countries just the south of us, in New Mexico, South America, increase the level of their standard of living so that people don't feel like they have to flee their own country, where they were born, to another country and live away from their families. I think that's really the answer. We have to raise the standard of living.
All right, but also, can't we look at change, you know, a way for people to change their status?
Yes.
Without, it doesn't even have to, you know, most people, I don't think, even are particularly excited about citizenship. They just want to have legal status. And there's no way for them to be at a change to have a legal status without having to return to their own country. And that's why so many people stay for so many years.
Yes, and there's a lot of a federal wrangling over who gets to stay and who doesn't get to stay, and we're looking for the best and the brightest, but sometimes that doesn't happen. You know, very complex, but I still go back to the issue that people come here because of the greatness of our country, and I think they need to look at ways to create greatness in their own countries so they don't have to leave their countries.
All right, we've got about 40 seconds left here. You've been talked about as having other political aspirations beyond being sheriff. Anything you want to talk about at this point in time for the future?
Well, you know, I have a tremendous amount of energy. I read a lot. I study a lot. I want to continue to do more. I'm at my 33rd year as a public safety officer in this state. I'd like a new challenge. I'm weighing opportunities as they present themselves to see whether or not folks would care to see me in another role, whatever that role may be.
But you have not decided, for example, to take a shot at CD2?
I have not decided. I can tell you I thought about that in the past. The numbers aren't there. I have a lot of Republican friends. I'm very fortunate to be able to work in the middle of this partisan divide. I would get support there, I know. But I tell you what, I don't like to take things on where there's not an opportunity to be successful. And at this point, I don't think there's an opportunity to be successful in CD2.
And that's where we have to leave it. Sheriff Mike Haley, come back soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents, motorcycle accidents, injured in an accident.
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Did you get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Are you looking for new carpet? Just ask your friends and neighbors. Washburn's had the best reputation in town for over 50 years. First, we offer the lowest price on all carpet every day. We don't play games with loss leaders and phony sales. Second, there are no hidden costs. The price we quote is what you pay. No surprises. And third, we have the best installers in town. They do the job right the first time. Our customers love them. You can always count on low prices, honesty, and great installation. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpets for less.
I'm Attorney Chad Golightly. You need confidence knowing that your attorney will be there when you call, that guidance to the legal process will be made easy, and that you and your family's best interest will be put first.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Howard Rosenberg will be here. We'll see you then.